Hi, and welcome to the PhD Experience, where insight meets transformation. I am your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo. You're welcome. Today, we begin a new series titled The Cost of Receiving. The Cost of Receiving. Let me start by asking us this question. Have you ever wondered why some people don't receive what God has clearly promised them? Have you ever thought about it, that why do some people fail to receive what God has clearly promised them? Maybe in their dreams, in their vision, by prophecy. But all these things promised by God towards these people has failed to come into reality. Have you ever wondered why these things are like that? Are you praying, trusting, hoping, but nothing is showing up and you feel like giving up? Let me start with this foundational truth there. If you are among this category of people that have been praying, trusting, hoping, and nothing is showing forth, then this podcast is for you. Don't forget what we are talking about, the cost of receiving from God. So let us look at this foundational truth from the book of John chapter 3 verse 27. The Bible says a person can receive only what is given them from heaven. But here is a kind of twist to these scriptures. There is a kind of twist to this passage. There is a gap between when something is given and when it is received. It is important for every one of us as Christians, it is important for every one of us as believers to know that there is a gap between when something is being given and when it is being received. In other words, there is a gap between when something is being given and when something that is being given manifests in the person's life. That's the twist. There is a gap between when something is given and when it is received. And in that gap, there are costs in that gap, in that process. Or maybe I should make it simpler. There is a process between when something is being given and when it is being received. There is a process. And in that process, there are costs. Don't forget we were talking about the cost of receiving from God. God has already given us something. He has already released it. However, it is there for us to, He has already given it. It is there for us to receive it. So between this process of giving and receiving, there are costs for us to pay. There are things we must do in order for us to receive what the Lord has given to us. There are costs. We have spiritual disciplines that must be carried out in order for us to receive whatsoever God has given to us. There are mental shifts. There are a renewal of the mind that we must pass through in order for us to receive what the Lord has given to us, what the Lord has promised us. And there are practical obedience. These are the costs we need to pay. The cost of spiritual disciplines, the cost of mental shifts, and the practical obedience. These are costs that we'll be looking into in this podcast. And it is my prayer that the Lord will bless us in the name of the Lord Jesus. So we'll be looking at this cost of receiving from God from the story of Abraham in the scriptures. So let us look at Abraham. The promise of his son was clear. The Lord promised Abraham a son. It was clear. There was no doubt that God promised Abraham that he was going to give him a son. But between the promise and Isaac's birth, Abraham had to hear, had to obey, believe, and think differently. After the Lord has promised Abraham that I am going to give you a son, there are costs that Abraham had to pay. There are costs that Abraham had to pay in order for him to enjoy, in order for him to receive what the Lord had already given to him by promising him a son. Abraham had to hear, continuous hearing. Abraham had to obey. Abraham had to believe. And Abraham had to think differently before he was able to receive what has been promised. He paid the cost of hearing, continuous hearing. He paid the cost of obeying. He paid the cost of believing. And he paid the cost of thinking differently before he could receive what the Lord has given to him. He paid the cost of hearing consistently, cost of obedience, cost of believing, and cost of thinking differently. So in this series, we will walk through the four key costs that bridge this divine gap. We'll be walking through these four key costs that bridge this divine gap between giving and receiving. Don't forget what the scripture says in John chapter 3 verse 27. A person can receive only what is given them from above. So there is a gap between giving and receiving. So we'll be looking at the cost that bridge the gap between giving and receiving. That is what we'll be looking at in this series. So I will walk us through the four key costs that bridge the gap between receiving, giving, and receiving. So let's journey together, and I pray that the Lord will bless us in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is the PSD Experience, and don't forget, I am your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo. God bless you.